Episode 5, What Are Your Fit Obstacles?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hey, ladies, I'm so glad you've joined me. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Let's have a seat. Let's have some good talk time, heart to heart, woman to woman. Oh my goodness. So how's your week been going? Has it been going crazy? Are you like stressed to the max? And like, is everything thrown out the window where, oh, I wanted to get all this done and I've only gotten two of the, I wanted to get all this done. Yes, I know. Been there. Been doing that. You know what? Sometimes you just got to breathe and you got to give yourself that grace, that forgiveness. We spoke about that earlier, but now, you know, with that, you still have to keep moving. You have to keep going, okay? And ladies, you can do this. Remember, you're beautiful, okay? You are the star and you're dynamic. And you are working to create your now and to become your best selfie, you know? The people around you need you and you need to take care of you. So today, we're going to talk about some of your fit obstacles. And you say, ooh, fit obstacles. What do you mean? Fit obstacles. What is holding you back from being the best person from the inside out and the outside in on the fitness level? You know, it's 2015 and we all have the resolutions of, oh, I have got to lose. How many pounds was it? Shout it out. And where are you now? Maybe you've gained 2 already. Maybe you've gained 5. Oh, maybe you've lost 6. Awesome. Okay. Regardless of where you are on the scale, there's something that holds you back. And one of those things is called numbers. The numbers. You want to see that scale move. You say, oh, I've got to lose 10 pounds. Really? What is 10 pounds? What does 10 pounds look like? Okay. As we talk about these fit obstacles, we're going to kind of talk about little kiss steps. Okay. In between, you know, we're going to keep it simple strategy. Lots of kisses today. So when you're looking at your fit obstacle, okay, and it's a number, everything's a number, okay? The number may be you're wearing a size 16 right now. Oh my gosh. So does the world come to an end because you're wearing a size 16, but you wish you were a size 2? Okay, it's numbers. Numbers play with our minds. If you really go and you start looking at what's out there and how the world does our clothing, it's really messed up, ladies. And so the numbers we need to throw out the door, including the numbers on the scale, okay? Yes, the scale's good to give an overall reading that you are going in the right direction, but that doesn't show when you're shifting in inches because as you lose weight or you gain muscle, either direction you're going, those numbers may not fluctuate actually on the scale as much as how your clothing fits. So here's your kiss. The kiss is this. Start looking and noticing exactly how your clothes fit. Take your favorite pair of jeans, the washed one, fresh out of the dryer, washed. You put them on. How do they feel? Okay. 2 weeks from now, fresh washly jeans. You put it on, how do they feel? That scale may have only moved 3 pounds down, but if you can pinch a half an inch on your jeans, wow. Or if you can sit there and breathe and not have to jump into them to get them up, you know what I'm talking about, ladies, is when you're sitting there going, oh, I got to tug here, you know, and when your husband comes walking in and he's like, you okay there? Because you're sitting there trying to jump into your jeans. We've all been there. We've done it. Okay. Use your jeans. Okay. As a scale. Take away the number part of it. All right. So you're not focused on that because man, those numbers can get you down real fast. Okay. Another fit obstacle. Maybe it's comparison. Maybe you wish you looked like the gal that you see on Oxygen magazine. But that gal you see on Oxygen magazine has never had a child. That gal that you see there has not been more than 15, 20 pounds overweight at most at her worst time. Okay. That gal that you see there probably isn't over 32 years old. Okay. Now, yes, they do have some older models, but most of them haven't had multiple children. And on top of that, they're not you and you're not them. You see, we're all uniquely made. And this comparison thing that we have with the mass media that we see out there, that we have to look a certain way. Come on, look at Victoria's Secret, okay? Yes, I happen to enjoy Victoria's Secret. There are some very nice things there. But you know what? If you look at the models themselves, yeah, they haven't had five children nursing and pregnant for 10 years. No way. They're not me, old, moved around my entire life. They haven't. So I cannot compare myself to them and say, oh, I wish I had that body. Because you see, they sacrifice too. They don't always get what they want because of their career. They're being dictated to. And sometimes they would look at us and say, wow, I wish I had a family. I wish I had little kids. But I just haven't found the right guy, or I haven't settled down. You see, that comparison trap that we get into is something that can derail us in a heartbeat. And ladies, we do it all the time. The kiss is let it go. Let it go. I can start singing the song. Let it go. Let it go. I'll refrain though. All right. But you got to let it go. You're not her. She's not you. And you are beautiful. You may not like what you look like now, but that's why you're making a change and you're saying, you know what? I've got to get fit. I've got to make some changes. But they are small incremental changes that over time will get you to your ultimate goal. Okay? That's what you have to think of. So beware of the numbers. Number two, beware of the comparison trap. That will get you every single time. The other thing is this, and we briefly touched upon it on another episode on Where Do I Begin? That is, I want it now. I wish that I was already there. How long did it take to get to where you are now? Let's just pretend. Let's pretend you're 30 pounds overweight. Oh my goodness. 30 pounds overweight. But how long did it take you to get there? Did it happen overnight? Was it just real short that, I mean, you fell asleep and all of a sudden you're 30 pounds heavier? No. It took maybe a year or two. Maybe it took a pregnancy and then you lost a little bit and then you kind of gained a little bit and lost a little bit and gained a little bit and lost a little bit. And now 5 years later, you're 30 pounds heavier with your first child. You see, we can't wish we were already there. And anything worth having, we have to work for. We have to work hard at it, and it doesn't come easy. And ladies, yep, when we get older, our metabolism changes, and we have to figure out what works right for our body. There's not just a one size fits all, okay? And as a nutritionist and a personal trainer, I can tell you that right now that each of you would need to train or do something a little bit differently. Now, there are some basic rules that you can go with, but you always have to tweak it for your body. You have to find what works for you, okay? So the fit obstacle of saying, oh, you know, I got to have it now. I want the instant gratification and I'm less 30 pounds right now. It can't happen. There's no magic pill. So the kiss for that is small incremental changes. Not overnight, amazing, get rich, get thin fast. It's not going to happen, okay? And what happens is you lose a part of yourself when you put yourself in that position. So these fit obstacles, okay, these three basic ones that are really, that hold us back, they hold us captive. You've got to turn it around and hold it captive and say, you know what? I'm going to let it all go. I'm going to let go of the comparison trap because you know what? I am awesome. I am beautiful. And maybe I don't like the way my size 14 jean fits, but you know what? It's my size 14 now, but in 2 months, I'm going to be a size 12. And in 3 months, I'm going to be a size 8. Now, speaking of sizes, we got to let go of the numbers, ladies, right? We got to let it go. Don't worry about that scale. Yes, get on the scale, but get on it once a week maximum. Once a week maximum. You just want to know that you're headed in the right direction, okay? And a little side note on that, if you're drinking water and you're going to the bathroom, you should be slowly losing weight. And you need to be drinking about half your body weight in ounces, okay? That's what you need for water intake. So that's just bonus there, okay? When we're talking numbers. But you need to drink. It's real important. Hydrate that body. Hydrate, 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 okay? And we'll do more nutrition things specifically, but I wanted to throw that in because some people are like, oh gosh, how much water should I drink? 8 glasses a day. No, you need to be drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, okay? That's essential. You need to stay hydrated. For me personally, I drink anywhere from 1.5 to 2 gallons of water a day. So I drink a lot of water, okay? And that's water. That's not tea. That's not other liquids. It's straight water. That amount needs to be your straight water, okay? So back on task now. We're going to throw out the numbers, okay? The scale at most once a week at most, okay? Comparison, let it go. You are beautiful. And you may not like exactly where you are in your fitness life, but that will change because you're taking the baby steps. And finally, the final kiss is it will come in time. Where you are now did not happen overnight. So you need to be patient and you need to be willing to work hard. And if you're willing to do both of those, and to work with grace and forgiveness, you will reach your goal. You know, ladies, don't allow yourself to stumble and then continuously beat yourself up. We are our worst critics. And we moms do that all the time because we put ourselves in kind of like, I've got to be better and I've got to be all this, okay? You can be superwoman, you can be supermom, but it's supermom that's you. It's not supermom compared to everybody else, okay? You are going to be the super mom that God created you to be, but it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen by you staring at those numbers, okay? Or wishing you were somewhere else faster, okay? I know you can do this, okay? You're going to reach your goal for 2015. Reach out to me. I want to hear those goals. If you're wanting to lose weight, I want you to tell me what you want to lose. Be specific. This only comes to me. Only my eyes see it. It's guarded, okay? And so share with me, okay? I want to hear it so I can help you, so I can serve you, all right? I want to hear like, oh, what are you struggling with, you know, in the fitness arena? Tell me what it is. I want to hear those, okay? Because yes, you're going to have the opportunity to work with me. We're going to do some video stuff together. We're going to do some awesome webinars and teleconferences and everything. There are so many up and coming things that I just want to serve you all. But I need to know what you need and how you need it, okay? We need to keep it simple, ladies, because sometimes we get so overwhelmed with things that we don't even know where to begin. So start one baby step at a time. And your fit obstacles, let it go. Let it go. And you'll be awesome. Be present, be incredible, be you. It's time to train for life and love your journey. God bless. Lots of hugs. See you on the other side.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.